Music by Elvis Presley and others was played to gauge emotional hormone levels in people with Williams syndrome, a well-documented genetic disorder. U of U professor Dr. Julie Kornberg led the study, which is the first ever to reveal new genes that control emotional response. She is hopeful the breakthrough leads to better treatment for a wide spectrum of disorders.
Social issues and behavior, anxiety, autism, depression, these are among, I think, the most important things that we as a society need to understand and help.
Oxytocin and vasopressin blood levels were measured, two hormones released in the brain. Oxytocin is often described as the love hormone, but Dr. Kornberg says there's more to it and that more is not necessarily better.
But it could be that if you are treated nicely as a child or you're treated poorly as a child, it also changes the responses of this same system. Our work doesn't mean it's only genetic, but it says, wow, this is the system.
Dr. Kornberg points to the study as a turning point in understanding human emotional and behavioral systems, yet the brain can be affected by more than genetics or even head injuries. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.